Pili do Malino. Pili do Malino. Pili do Malino.
Mahinti has composed some of Colombia's most famous folk songs, yet few Colombians have heard of him. His influence in traditional music from the country's Caribbean coast is widespread, especially his interpretation of chalupas, bullerengas, and fandangos, all traditionally performed by women.
Music is my entire life. Music is life. Even someone who doesn't understand a lot about music will listen to it and it will make them dance. It's an entire world. If you dance and have a good time, you live longer.
He was born, according to a state-issued ID, in December 1922, though no one is really sure how accurate that is. Mahin says he is 95. He grew up in the village of Gomero, the son of musicians. Working on sugar farms with Cuban migrants, he soon picked up their oral tradition of folk music, singing as he worked in the heat. The songs he wrote on those plantations formed the basis of a career in almost total obscurity, but which is today being discovered. Colombian musicologist Daniel Bustos has carried out a large investigation into the life of Mahin, which will culminate in an album of his songs.
Sí, Mahin es un eslabón perdido en la historia musical de Colombia.
He carries with him an entire history of music, but also the traditions of Afro-Colombians in the 20th century. His importance is immeasurable, but we have to be fast. This guy is 95 and he might die soon, and he can't read or write, so his music will die with him.
Mahin spent some of his life in Venezuela, away from Colombia's bitter civil war. He was a member of two major groups, Los Soneros de Gamero and Billo's Caracas Boys. However, his illiteracy meant he often signed away his rights to the music. As an illiterate Afro-Colombian from an often ignored part of the country, the cards were stacked against him. Enrique Diaz is Mahin's neighbor and a member of his band, Los Soneros de Gamero. He believes that prejudice has been an important factor in Mahin's anonymity.
Here in Gamero, nearly everyone is a musician, but Mahin Diaz was somewhat hidden here. No one knew about him. The music made by Afro-Colombians was only for us. People treated us as uncivilized and illiterate. Part of that treatment meant Mahin Diaz's artistic life wasn't known about.
Dale.
De las flores la más hermosa es la que lleva el nombre de Rosa.
One of Mahin's most popular songs, Rosa, was written after he fell in love with the wealthy daughter of a white plantation owner. Unable to understand the class and racial structure that led her to reject his courtship out of hand, he turned his sorrows into music. That music is finally getting recognition with the help of Daniel Bustos and the music producer Manuel García Orozco.
The importance of preserving his music is based on the fact that Mahin is the oldest living musician of a tradition that has survived under conditions of complete marginalization. The power with which he sings is inversely proportional to the fragility of the memory of him.
Twenty-five major Latin American artists came together to collaborate on the album. Recorded between Mahin's isolated hometown of Gomero and the music studios in Bogota, the album clocks in at a lengthy 18 tracks, but it only stops there because Mahin can't remember anymore.
Yo sueño con eso. Me hace llorar también.
I dream about music, and it makes me upset when I start to sing and things aren't as they were. Perhaps it's my age, but the years have taken their toll on me.
Los años me tienen ya. Cobrándome.
Mi pobre corazón me dio un día.
Cracked by age, his voice stretches out over each song and makes its way across the album to us and to future listeners, leaving a musical legacy worthy of his 95 years. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Bogota, Colombia.
No me amarra que la vida, todo parece mentira. y eso mismo soñé.